Chief Rubin said an extensive investigation began while the ruins were still smoldering. A federal alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives team was called in.
They bring in some highly sophisticated equipment, but that wasn't able to make any determination.
The state police lab, he said, was very involved from the start, as were Richmond Fire Department investigators. Accelerant dogs were brought in.
Unfortunately, when a fire burns at that level, it does burn up most of the evidence. We have no indication that it was a man-made, a set fire, or that it was accidental. We really don't know.
There were no fatalities and only one injury. A firefighter rescuing a cat was bitten. The investigation, the chief said, will remain open. John Ogle, WCVE News.